Theatre.
John Macaron.
Merci.
Johnny Mac. Back to Deuce. 1-3. Roya serving. Thought he was going to win this game. I think he did too. Djokovic is having a few other ideas. Standing a long way back. In fact, moving a couple of steps back to return this second serve. Good 10 feet behind the baseline. And it makes it, Roya does a double fault, partly because of the change of view Djokovic. He gets from the baseline, no doubt. Break point, Djokovic, for a 4-1 lead in the second set. Totally in control now of this second round battle.
So tough when you're playing one of the greatest returners of all time. It's a something of a test of the serve, isn't it?
Well, normally, someone standing this far back, you'd want to serve and volley, but it's against Novak. You'd have second thoughts. Big serve down the tee. Djokovic doesn't have to worry where his return went because the serve was long. Djokovic indicating it as well, just as the call came from James Kyothabong, the umpire. Now Djokovic stands on top of the baseline. By the time he attacks this second serve, he's going to be inside it. Backhand return to the backhand of Roya. Gets a bit cramped. Forehand up the line from Djokovic. Backhand from Djokovic. He runs around it to hit a forehand. Inside out. Clean winner. Thank you very much. Second breaker serve in this set. Djokovic leads 4-1 and totally in command.
Good afternoon.
Djokovic men.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I don't want to upset any of our listeners, but we are going to leave Philippe Chatrier and head to Susan Longland, where Elena Rybakina is a double breakdown in the deciding set. But we will keep a very close eye. Simon, Eleanor, thank you very much. Sophie will keep across the food puns.
I don't think so.
That's Sophie's first job assigned for the day. Yes. But what is unfolding here as the shade is creeping? Thank you very much to Simon Eleanor from the left to the right on this sunken greenhouse court in the Botanical Gardens. It's not over yet. Look, not over by a long way. Still has to get the job done. But to be in this position, Sophie, against a player of the calibre of Elena Rybakina in the deciding set is a position to hold.
Well, for sure. I mean, double breakup. And you know that if there is a surface that you want to play against Rybakina and have more chances, it's definitely, I would say, clay.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And I think the players know that.
Rybakina coming in on the short, but she goes back to her opponent, but into the body, into the net it goes. So opportunities to get herself on the board in this deciding set. Weather-wise outside, I know everyone's been talking about it, but it's horrible.
It's horrible, but not in the sense that it's raining horrible and cold. It's horrible because it's so hot.
I don't know how the players do it.
I don't know.
I mean, I know they train and they do training blocks and they get accustomed to it, but they're not really accustomed to Paris
at
this time of year.
I agree.
With this weather.
Yeah.
So triple break point to get one of the breaks back for Elena Rybakina. Her opponent is the world number 55 from Ukraine.
Well, she's a very dangerous player for sure.
Contesting her 10th career Grand Slam main draw.
Nice.
In the shade is Rybakina. The ball is coming out of the shade into the side. It loops up and it's off the frame. And there is one of the breaks back.
At love, nonetheless. So it's definitely positive.
Yeah.
For Rybakina, we know that, we've seen her come back a few times from nowhere. And we know that tennis being so unpredictable these days, especially with this equation of heat.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. You add in these conditions.
Yeah. Anything is possible.
Yeah, because it can scramble the best of them.
I mean, it can scramble many of eggs right now.
Oh, if
you
my
put
word.
Them on a car.
Put them on the court or the car anywhere. We're back in a mid court. You see, so what's that all about? Nearly throws her racket down. She set it up nice with a big serve. It's a mid court ball. It sat up high. She nets it.
It's so unusual. I mean, the confidence. I mean, this is pure confidence. She actually waited way too long. I mean, normally she takes that ball way earlier. Yeah. Middle of the court, that was a put away, nearly tossed the racket down on the ground, as you mentioned.
Yeah, that's quite unusual in itself for Rybakina. An hour 37, serve gets the serve out wide, the backhand is in play down the line, the forehand is flipped cross court into the shade. I mean, we can't even see it coming out the shade. Sits up, brought down, back into the shade. The forehand, you can hear Starpsova as she's hitting it. She's putting lashings of spin, it's sitting up, it's dropping mid-court and short. Oh, and eventually the error, and Rybakina's on the board in this fifth game.
Yeah, I tell you, Stardubtseva is going to have to go get it because Rybakina is not going to give it to her, as we know, as a champion that she is. And I think that you don't want to be too shy. You want to be a little bit probably more aggressive here, being up 3-1. Remember, you are the one who's up. And need to take some stance.
Yeah, she's 0-6 against top 10 players in her career. So that's the kind of stats she's up against. Inside in with the forehand, that squash shot forehand. She wasn't set. You may have had the slide of Rybakina to the right as she didn't steady herself. Another opening for her opponent.
I am checking to find out the stats because I have a feeling that the amount of unforced errors from Rybakina is probably skyrocketing in this match.
She settles herself, Rybakina, 15-30 with the serve. Serve out wide misses. So she's in the shade with a slither of sunshine. It looks beautiful against the clay, but I imagine to be in amongst it and playing it is pretty damn awful. Centre of the box, the serve, the off forehand return. Stardubtseva with the backhand going cross-court to the inside in from Rybakina. Rybakina with her forehand goes cross-court into the middle of the court. These high spinny balls are coming down. Rybakina is trying to bring them down. She can't control it. And it's break points again on the Rybakina serve to regain her double break in this deciding set.
Well, she's at 45 unforced errors already.
Wow.
Yep, for 60 winners. And then on the other side, this is right there to me. The reason that the scoreboard is that way, 72 winners from the racket of Stardubtseva.
72?
72 winners.
Crikey.
Yes.
Wow. Well, if she gets 73, she'll
have a 4-1
lead.
What am I saying?
I'm reading
at the point that she won that 72. They each have 12 winners. I'm sorry. I was like, what am I watching? What is this match?
Not as much, is it?
Where have we been? But it is 46 on force, no doubt, for Rybakina, and 26 on the other side. So you know that plus 20 in that department for Rybakina is a lot.
She's won the most matches on tour this year, Rybakina, at 31. She's got 10 clay court matches under her belt. Serves, misses the first serve out wide. Still break point down. Just gone past 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Listening to Radio Roland Garros. Lovely to have you with us. You're with Stefan, Sophie and Gigi. Serve, second serve goes out wide. Again, he's got a big loopy balls sitting up. But Rybakina did well, took her time, shortened the angle and won the point.
Yeah, and saved break point again. And that was a gutsy play for sure. Going for it, finding the short cross court right on the line. And that could have been a 4-1 lead. Wow, what a shot.
Lots of messages, all food puns coming in. Serve out wide from Rybakina, and she's got herself from 15-40. She is peppering the forehand wing. That forehand comes back high and spinny, but some lovely angles that Rybakina is finding. Then she goes down the line. The backhand through the middle of the court is long, and from 15-40, she has game point.
Doesn't feel to you that Stardubtseva is just passive out there, just waiting, not really
the
taking
mistakes,
the initiative.
Yeah.
Gotta be doing something more here. I mean, you're on the verge of eliminating one of the best.
Game point. The flash of the red shorts being worn under the beige dress of Elena Rybakina with the white visor on the hair and the plait down between her shoulder blades. Tosses the ball up into the bright sunshine, serves down the tee. The forehand goes inside in and long. From 15-40, she holds serve. There's no emotion because you wouldn't expect. She didn't show any emotion when she won Wimbledon. You're not going to see any here. But she has closed it to just the one break of serve in the deciding set, while Djokovic is now 5-1 in the second set of his match. I imagine, though, Sophie, as a player, yes, she's got herself Stardubtseva into this position. But then this is when the mental aspect, I imagine, can come in. You look down the other end of the court and think, right, okay.
Well, I mean, the experience also is a big play in that, you know, I think, you know, champions, especially major champions like, you know, Rybakina, they have that experience knowing that it's never over. I'm going to keep at it. And there's going to be hopefully something, a letdown on my opponent's side, but something is going to give. And I just got to keep at it. And if my opponent is not able to close it out, which a 3-1 lead and chances for 4-1.
Yeah.
You start thinking about it on top of that, so it doesn't help. So I'll see what the reaction is for sure.
It's a name, isn't it? You've just got to commit to it. A bit like she needs to commit to her game.
Starodubtseva.
Starodubtseva.
Yeah, that's great.
Starodubtseva.
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 Starodubtseva. Starodubtseva.
We could sing it, or we could not.
Okay. I shall stop.
I mean, it's a choice.
It's a choice you have to make, Sophie.
Make the right choice, Sophie. Otherwise, I'm going to make you read out food puns for the next two hours.
No, don't.
That is your choice.
Okay,
The player from Ukraine is now stepping up to serve. Still has the break at 3-2. In the deciding set, it's a second round match, and this to take out the world number two, Elena Rybakina, who has been closing in on Aryna Sabalenka's world number one ranking. This would put a dent in that charge, but there is still a fair way to go. 1 hour 43, still around 30 degrees or so outside. Starupseva is wearing a white top with a collar and shorts. Serves down the tee, the off backhand return, the forehand flipped into the forehand of Rybakina, and then she goes down the line, just mixing it and moving it and using the court and drawing the error.
That was a bit better, I think. The forehand down the line was a lot more pace and depth. Obviously, getting the error, that would be one from the backhand of Rybakina.
Starupseva's got her hair tied up into a tight bun and a navy blue visor on. She's got gold earrings on. It's somewhat of a crop top, so you can see the line of the stomach before the navy shorts. On court, Simone Mathieu, with all those fans in the shady bit, are really happy. And all the ones in the sunshine have largely left. Backhand cross court, deep return into the middle of the court. Short ball from Rybakina. Forehand just drops over from the player from Ukraine, who hits the backhand. Rybakina's come in with the volley. Can she put the lob over her head? The lob is up. Rybakina's back the backhand and a lob of her own, which misses. That's good play because she's starting to mix things up.
Yeah, well, she's starting to go after it. That's exactly it. And changing, obviously, the dynamic of the points. Good on her. I think she's realizing that she had to do something. I mean, she got to that stage doing something. You can't just stop. Easier said than done, obviously. No. We're really good in the booth, aren't we? You know, I feel like I'm on train whenever we're watching the...
I go a bit more out this way, then you won't have to swivel. We had it with Antoine yesterday. He kept pulling his things out as well. No, just the French members of the team.
No. Marcus did it 3 times with me yesterday.
That wouldn't surprise me.
He's a little French, isn't he?
No, I think Stefan's shaking his head at that.
It's something else, right?
Old age?
Hey!
3-2, 30 love. I was talking about Marcus,
He's not
you.
That old. No, I know, but still... Oh.
32-30 love. Rybakina, heavy forehand back from Rybakina, penetrating the forehand wing that has leaked the most errors from her opponent, which is why she's going back to it. And there is another one, 30-15.
Yep. I mean, they're both really, in a sense, having a forehand, what we see, little weakness. It's very difficult to even mention that. But
rush. So you don't rush from the box.
I like the don't rush, but you still have to be aggressive.
Don't rush, but be aggressive when you start to rush.
No, it's just, don't rush.
Just take your time.
Exactly.
Which she did. 3-2, 30-15. Serve down the tee. The forehand inside in. The stretch, the get, the short ball. Rybakina should punish this. Ooh, which she does onto line, but there's a great get by her opponent. Through the middle goes Rybakina. The pickup off the backhand side. This is sterling work from Starupseva. The forehand down the line. A high ball into the corner, and it's 30-all.
Yeah, well done again from Rybakina. Just more aggressive than Altman. And inside the baseline. And when she's inside the baseline, she is a very tough to play. Finds the angle, but also the power as well. And really took her time on that last shot to put it away with the forehand down the line.
Novak Djokovic is serving for the set at 5-2. Big point now, 30-all. Serving at 3-2 with the break in the deciding set against the world number two. Never had a top 10 win in her career, 0-6.
She's played tons of matches this year, though.
Yeah. Serve out wide, the forehand back from the shade to the sunlight, backhand through the middle of the court, four netted.
That's very tentative. mean, she's just retaining the shot. She doesn't really want to go through it. It's almost like, oh, you know, in her mind, I have a chance. And instead of thinking about one ball at a time, when she's thinking ahead in the scoreboard, thinking, oh, you know, I can't do this. 3-1, I could win 6-1. That you never want to think that way.
It's hard though to stop the mind racing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Break back point. We would be back on serve, 3-all deciding set. Sarupsova serves out wide to the backhand. That's cross court. Does she go down the line? No, she goes back to the backhand, down the line from Rybakina, through the middle from Sarupsova. The error off the forehand wing.
Thank you very much. Because that was really a ball right there, right out of her. Although we are really in that time of the, you know, the sun really bright on one side on the half of the court, and then the shade also. So you have to really watch the ball and be very accurate with your footwork, constantly making sure that you can see where you should be setting yourself up with the ball.
Seeing more emotion than you normally do from Rybakina. He's standing on the baseline to return with the backhand to the feet and the forehand that goes back to her forehand. She drops that a little bit short to the service line. Again, these forehands just, come on then, let's get the error off your forehand. It's chipped up, goes long, the forehand error once more, and it's game point.
Yeah, that was better, more aggressive. I think she's putting a little bit more humph on the ball, more topspin, more acceleration of the racket head, which, you know, equals to a deeper ball as well. She played 38 matches already.
She's played 38, Rybakina 31.
Yeah.
I mean, they've both been putting in the miles.
And she got to a final in Charleston earlier, Sarupsova.
Lost to Pegula?
Yeah, she lost to Pegula, but this is similar conditions when you think of it, because the hard true in America and Charleston is a little bit harder, you know, it goes a little faster. And
yeah,
it feels
yeah.
similar because of the condition of the weather, I would say.
A point for 4-2 for being break point down. Serves out to the backhand, to her feet, and she's down on one knee. She hits the ball through the middle. My word, Rybakina will be fuming with herself in that game. And Sarupsova, sigh of relief as she moves to 4-2.
Yeah, Rybakina just missed two back-to-back forehands that were close to her body. And eventually, oh, you are cheering. You
dark horse went through. Canters on, gallops on. Marta Kostyuk, court 14, 6-3 in the third over Katie Volinets.
I think I actually give her also as my dark. I have
might
to look.
Have done. There's a handful of Kostyuks in there.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
very happy with that.
Yeah, that's a great win because she was up in the first set. She had set point, lost the set 7-6, so good comeback. To win in three. Oh, the forehand again from Rybakina is checked out.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a little about it. Did you hear about Alejandro Davidovich, Fekina's coach?
No, what
checked
happened?
Out.
Checked out?
Just left.
Left. Had
After
it.
After his first round win, he's not feeling great, went back to the hotel, got on a flight to Miami, and said it's over.
Because of the weather or because
no,
they had
the
a flight?
Relationship's over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah, blocked Davidovich Fekina and his wife on social media.
Oh, boy.
And he spoke about his press conference and said, look, everything was fine.
Was
we had lunch after my first round win and we were chatting. Then he said he didn't feel so good as Rybakina hits the forehand cross court on the angle. A sliding forehand cross court. So short ball down the line goes Rybakina for the point. He said we'd chatted during lunch and then he said he wasn't feeling so good. So he was going to go back to the hotel. Didn't tell anyone for the team. Got on a flight to Miami and then that was it.
So there's no bad blood, it's just health.
Well,
oh, no, but he did take
like
off these socials.
Yeah, it sounds like there is bad blood. If your coach doesn't tell you and then ends
no, but
it.
I was thinking it was not feeling good health-wise. But
no,
now you blocked him on social.
He said, after my first round match against Demi Juma, we had lunch. And after that, this was in his press conference, I went to cool down. He did actually lose today, Alejandro. I went to cool down a bit. He said he was feeling bad. He was going to the hotel and everything was normal. In the afternoon, 2-3 hours later, he texted me this message that he will not continue. I went to Miami. He didn't say anything to anybody, just flew to Miami.
Okay, then. Wow.
That's one way to end a relationship.
That's pretty odd, too. I don't think we've ever had anything like this.
No, and then he lost to Thiago Agustin Torrente.
Well, it probably got him in a bit of a turmoil.
I mean, why would you do that? 30-15, 2-4. Elena Rybakina, Novak Djokovic has a 2-sets-to-love lead. looking very comfortable. He'll be delighted in these conditions to be doing what he's doing.
You know, I'm looking at the Chatrier and they're obviously watering the court so dry, and I'm thinking if I was one of the players, I would jump into that water please.
Oh,
they both left the court, I think.
Did
they?
Great.
Yeah, looks like they both took a bathroom break, but I would have like jumped into that arrosoir.
I would have, yeah. They have been spraying the crowd, actually, haven't they?
Oh, they have?
Yeah, they've been sort of doing the clay. The crowd are going, please, please.
More.
Yeah. Another error off the racket of Rybakina.
Well, that must be piling up, because earlier she was already at 40-some plus.
Oh, yeah, what a serve.
Is that an ace?
Yes. Yeah. Huge, wide serve.
Making up for it.
So she has a point to keep the pressure on, to keep it to the one break of serve.
49 unforced errors.
Ouch.
For Rybakina, for 31 on the other side. 15 winners. That was the 15th one with the ace.
Rybakina in the sunshine serves down into the shade. We lose the ball completely.
Rybakina.
And that's the game. That's the hold. So she will keep asking the question of her opponent. The Rybakina box. Cannot see her main coach. Stefana Vukov is not there. Taz Chiminski has come in as a second coach.
Right, but very strange for
through the clay, actually, I've noticed that there have been matches when Stefana Vukov hasn't been there. I know Taz Chiminski has become a major part of the team.
Is he more technical than anything else?
I think he is quite technical, but he's also been taking the lead in terms of there have been matches when Vukov hasn't been there. And I've sort of looked from courtside and wondered, but then he's popped up at the next match. So I'm, or maybe there is something, and maybe this is what we're seeing today. I don't know, but I have seen matches where he hasn't been there this season.
Because I did Rome, I didn't do all of the matches, but you probably saw that too. But he was there for all the matches I did, but I only did maybe three.
Yeah, I think there was one there, and there was one in Madrid.
Interesting.
Where I didn't see him, but then I saw him a lot around the site, so he was there. I mean, as I say, it is something that's affecting, or maybe you just never really know. I think that's the thing about tennis, I suppose, and we saw this with Marta Kostyuk. You don't know what's going on, and they just go out there and win or lose. You're like, well, what? And then afterwards she said, look, this morning,
I know,
this bomb happened.
Horrible.
And you're thinking, crikey, and you go out and do that, and people will judge you from a good or bad point of view on, look at those unforced errors.
Yeah,
whereas you don't really know what's happened.
Whereas their family were almost bombed.
Yeah.
And killed. So
you never. Yeah. And yes, they've made the decision to take to the court whatever's going on, but it's crazy.
It is crazy.
You really know what's going on.
Well, I mean, gotta remember that they are people.
Yeah. You know. And maybe there's nothing going on, and maybe it's just a bad day at the office.
Yeah.
But still, she could still come through.
Oh yeah, this is far from over, I think.
Deep serve and a miss. We're still waiting for players to return on Philippe Chatrier.
I think they say let's play the last set with cards.
Yeah, I think they're just gonna have a shower.
It's too hot.
They both agreed as they left, let's just take our time. If you take, I don't know, 15 minutes, I'll take 15 minutes. Can't tell us both off.
Yeah, they can't. It's quite
gonna
quite
tell
both
off
of them.
A 24-time Grand Slam champion to do what he likes.
Happening. That's great return from the racket of Rybakina, very deep this time, pushing Stava Dubceva far from the baseline and not able to actually control that love 15 again. Stava Dubceva up 4-3 here in this final set on Susan Langland.
Thank you for all the food puns, though, I should say that. Quite a few have come in. I still want to thank people for sending them in.
Mm-hmm.
How it got started, I don't
know. Yeah, really. A miracle.
Starupsova just taking her time, as her coach was telling her to in the previous service game. Now she's pretty much in the shade, serves into the total shade. The backhand comes back, that's a short old ball from Rybakina. Backhand cross court from Rybakina. The pick on the one has a short ball. Rybakina should deal with this. She goes back to her opponent, but she gets enough on it to get it past her for love 30.
Have you heard any comments from the players who were playing at that time of the day on the Susan Langland to say that it was so difficult to see the ball or to keep tracking the ball?
But I imagine there has been.
Because we are obviously having trouble. I can only imagine
playing. It's impossible,
playing.
Isn't it?
And it is huge. I mean, it goes from darkness to complete, brightness.
And we get that on Susan Langland as well. I remember watching Casper Ruud the other day. I was thinking, crikey, that's shades creeping across. Love 30 gets the first serve. Makes a difference.
You mean on Simone
Mathieu? On Simone Mathieu as well, yeah.
Right, because this is Susan Langland is really, I think, the worst, but you're right, it is also there. Yeah. Well, I guess adaptation is one of the biggest criteria to being a professional tennis player.
Yeah, that's true. Gosh, Mariana Navona, Yakubenchik's coming up to 4 hours. They're in the fifth set on serve.
I don't understand how they can do it in ever on four serve from the racket of Rybakina.
And she looks up to her box, but without Stefano Vukov, it's quite quiet because he chatters
normally,
most of the match.
You're right.
But they're just sort of... Well, Tash Chiminski, he's standing up, he's sitting down, but he's not... They're not...
He's not as vocal.
They're not chatty.
I agree.
30 all. Rybakina waits. Knees bent in the bright sunshine. Shadow to the sunshine.
She's going to attack that serve down the line. She loves that down the line return, and we know that Stella Dubceva can hit a shorter second serve if she makes it, because she's taking a lot of time to go for that second serve.
Gosh, she really is. Rybakina is jogging around on the baseline. The backhand, the off-backhand return from Rybakina opens up the forehand, goes cross-court. She will get another forehand hit. She goes cross-court. They want these forehand errors from each other, and that's why they're going forehand to forehand. It's a loopy high ball down the line. Backhand cross-court from Rybakina. Backhand cross-court is long, and it's break-back point.
Wow.
30-40.
She looks a little lost. I mean, as we're looking at on the image going, she's going to tell off right here, Stara Dubceva, but she looks a little lost to me. Like, what should I do? Kind of thing.
Rybakina. Eyes front, knees bent, ready with the backhand return. She has a point to get us back on serve. Oh, a lofted, looping high ball there from Starupseva. It sits up. She's just moonballing Rybakina, and it goes long, and there's the break, and it's 4-all. She was 3-love when we joined this. It's now 4-all in the decider.
I mean, do you feel like maybe the energy level is tapped out, and she is tapped out? This is very strange, because it feels like she's not even out there playing.
Well, I think, as you said, she looks lost, like she doesn't. Suddenly there's no plan. I don't think there was ever a plan for being 3-love above the decider. I think it was like, we didn't discuss this. We discussed fighting, and then you lose, and well done. We didn't discuss what would happen if you had a double break against the world number two. 4-all. Rybakina misses the first set, but there's been an awful lot of errors off the racket, Rybakina. So let's see where we're at now.
52.
2 hours played.
52.
That's an awful lot. There's gonna be some.
Boy, here's another one. Complete shank from the
53.
Forehand.
53.
Didn't even make contact properly. That ball was off the frame. Picked up by a very nice
fan. It's a lovely dress.
Very lovely dress. Very, very, you know, very smart, sunny dress.
Summery.
Yeah.
Ideal for these conditions.
Yeah.
So 4-all, love 15. Gosh,
what a serve. Right in the corner, wide. And Stara Dubceva had to use only one hand to reach to that ball. Couldn't even get there with two. Couldn't even make it back in the court.
Back in it, just the visor.
Very nice dress. I like that dress.
The color, the shape, or everything?
I like everything. I mean, I would have gone with a color that probably would have been a little bit clayish color. It's a little bit of a beige color, but I like the little chant and rappel.
Pleats at the bottom. The deep ball from Starupseva on her forehand. Again, they just say, come on, let's have a forehand error. A sliding backhand cross court from Rybakina. Then she goes back to the backhand of Rybakina. Starupseva. Oh, no. That could be it. Clips the top of the net, dribbles over for the perfect drop shot. A double-handed apology.
Well, because finally you saw that Starodubseva was a lot more aggressive.
Yeah.
Going around the backhand, triggering the forehand inside out, and just with a little bit of a reach with her backhand, one-handed backhand to reach for that ball, Rybakina clips the let cord and wins the point.
There are 11 men in the Rybakina box. I'm just doing my numbers. There we go.
You're counting.
I did. I had to do a little quick count there.
11.
11 men.
It's a lot of...
Men.
Men.
And people.
And people,
really?
Period.
Yeah.
Wow.
30-15. Serve. That's a short serve. Inside out forward. It's a loopy ball brought down a little bit. Now it's another back out. Oh, it's long.
Ooh. Wow. She's like, can we go back to 3-1 and I can change something? That's what she wants.
But again,
right,
we didn't
now
have a plan at 3-1, right, did we? We didn't have this double break plan. That's at Stirrup Savers camp.
You should have said that at 3-1. You should have been excited.
Don't wait now. Points for 5-4 against. Good first serve. Oh, there we go. It's a hold to 15. No emotion from Rybakina. Although she doesn't look that happy. It'll be interesting to hear her speak up. Well, she probably won't reveal the real emotions. But 5-4 Rybakina. It's amazing how quickly things turn around. How's Djokovic doing?
Well, I mean, it's 1-0. 6-3, 6-2, 1-0.
Nice.
I think pretty much in control. Oh, I love that song. Oh, yeah. It's The Eye of the Tiger. No, it's not.
Dun, 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 dun. The Eye of the Tiger is also a great song.
Yeah, but this is... Oh, I know this song. It's on the
tip
of my head.
Do you know this song, Stefan?
It's on the tip of my head.
Doesn't know the name.
No, but I know this song.
Just let him on. That's coming from...
It'll
that
come
coming?
Back.
It's from, is that coming from Susan?
Susan Langland, yeah. Da, 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 da. You know this song.
It's a big old intro.
It is. It's a very long intro.
Still going. Need a bit more of the song now. Oh, stopped. Soviet stopped. Someone listening knows that song and they are going to message in very shortly. Sophie's still singing the song. The players are still singing the song. Players are resuming their position. Sophie's still singing. Now Stefan's listening to Sophie singing. So I'll just carry on. Sophie's serenading Stefan. It's lovely to see. But Stefan does not recognise the song from the look on his face. He's taken his glasses off.
Caught high, don't rush. Impose yourself. Let's go.
If only we had a webcam in at this moment. The look on Stefan's face and Sophie earnestly singing and pointing her fingers at him as if to say, you know this.
It's such a classic on top of that. The minute that... Alan Parson. That's it. It's Alan Parson.
Alan Parson?
Alan Parson. Yep.
Alan Parson?
Alan Parson. I think it's a Brit, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
And it's Project, from the Project album.
Alan Parson.
Yep.
4-5, 15, love. 5, 2 hours and 5 minutes. 5:32.
And it's called The Eye in the Sky. Thank you.
Was it Alan Parson?
Alan Parson.
Never would have got that.
Parson's
I've never
project.
Heard of Alan Parson.
Okay, and it is Brit. Yeah, a Brit rock band.
I don't know what Stefan's listening to.
You have to know that song.
I know the song, but I never heard of Alan Parson.
Well, that's his name.
Well,
the guy.
Yes, but I've never heard of him.
Hard as it
might,
is.
It's not. Oh, it's not. You see?
It is. The Eye in the Sky. I am 100%
30
sure.
Love, 4-5. Someone right, save sorry. Us on social media because someone... Well, there's... Is that...
All right. Well, this could be fun. This could go to a tiebreak. I would love that, actually.
Yeah, if
that
she
would make
can get
sense.
It to 5-all...
Up 30 love here.
Sir. Yeah, no, I've been keeping them across it while you've been singing. It's fine. I've been watching.
It's a good thing.
You keep singing.
We are here for the tennis, right?
No, I know that. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
It was you singing it, Stefan.
Kind of took the...
Who still doesn't believe it's Alan.
It is.
Oh, it is Alan.
Oh, and it is Eye in the Sky. No. It is?
30 love.
Oh, it's serious? It's the one... Okay, all right.
Serve down the tee. Just makes great radio, that.
Yeah.
Forehand cross court. Forehand cross court serves. The error for Rybakina off the... We'll all say it together. Forehand. Game point.
What a surprise.
Game points for 5-all. And you've got to say, for the player from Ukraine, this is really good. When you've had a double break and been in that position and suddenly you're serving to stay in the match, to this point, 40 love, she's played well. Serve down the tee, forehand back through the middle of the court. She keeps playing the forehand. That's a loopy ball, and that's a loop. They're just hitting very loopy balls at each other right now with the forehand, saying who's going to make the first error of the forehand side. Forehand forms Starubsova. They're down the line. Oh, my word. There's another forehand error from Elena Rybakina. That is a love hold for the world number 55, and it's 5-all.
Sorry, but I tell you, I mean, it has to be because of the weather that they're completely like in and out of the match. It is so tough out there. You feel like you're in a sauna, basically.
And it does addle your brain.
I mean,
like Casper Ruud was saying, I couldn't see straight. Right. My temperature was high.
I watched him warm up this morning and practice this morning, and he was like every 5 minutes, like, water, water break, water break.
Yeah, they were very nice putting him as one of the last, the later matches on the schedule, shall we say.
Yeah.
João Fonseca, Dino Prismic, and Prismic has had some good results, most notably taking out Novak Djokovic in Rome. So that has been called to court 14, and Rafa Hodar had a point for 6-5 with the break, but now it's game point to James Duckworth. And the first set went the way the Spaniard.
6-1 against a guy who can't serve in Duckworth. That's pretty good. I mean, I know he can play, but...
His first round match, he lost 4 games.
I know. I mean, was that 1-0-3?
Yeah, it's just... He's 15 love.
Rafael Hodar. Is he Spanish? Imagine that. Another one. Rafael.
Yes, but he's not named after Rafa because his dad is Rafael.
His dad is Rafa.
And I said to him, do you want to be called Rafa or Rafael? And he said, I'm a Rafa. So I said, fine.
There we go again.
I just want to call people the right thing.
No. Like Sarah for
that Tora. Player. Yes.
That player. Tora. Right.
Inside out. So yeah, someone asked her in the press conference wonderfully about that. Backhand through the middle of the court. So it's 5 games all deciding set. And they're just looping it up again. Looping up to looping up. High ball to high ball. Forehand to forehand. The sliding forehand cross court from Starubsova. Oh, wow. And I think Rybakina just had enough of that. Redirected. A lot of power. Won the point.
Well, you know what I love is the way that she's actually keeping track of what she did on the last forehand, which she missed because she hit a little bit late. This one was perfect, found the range, the depth, but also took a little bit bigger margin for her. So that's good correction. That's what they do the best. They do it right away. They don't wait another shot missed. So good on her.
Jakub Menšík has a match point after 4 hours and 3 minutes against Mariano Navone. A lofted return up from Starubsova. It will not land in, and they are game points.
Yeah, court six, you mentioned Mencic and Navone. It's like 4 hours and 3 minutes. Oof. I mean, I walk outside for 5 minutes and I'm exhausted.
Oh, Tanasi Kokkinakis is retired.
Well, do you blame him? We did that match, the two of us, against Atman.
But he won the second set.
I know.
That is heartbreaking. Pablo Carreño Busta took the first 7-5. Kokkinakis the second 6-4. And he hadn't even been broken. It was on serve early in the third. And he's
retired.
He must
have hurt himself.
And that's so desperately unhappy.
Yeah, because he's been going already through so much.
He's told his team he is going to play until the Australian Open next year. And then he'll make a decision. And if he's still in a lot of pain and discomfort, that will probably be it.
Yeah.
I mean, he had his pec fixed with the Achilles of someone who died. A dead person's Achilles
to attach the pec muscle. I mean, that's an injury that's the same injury, I guess, or similar to what we saw last year when Dimitrov was up 2-0 at Wimbledon against Jannik Sinner. What a shame that was.
Jakub Menšík has not taken advantage of the match point. Rybakina has not closed out her service game yet. Oh, she won't with that backhand. Swung it wide. A swing and a miss from the world number 2.
Still a chance here.
Lost to Elena Svitolina in Rome. Had she gone on to win Rome, I think she would have only been about
200, no? 400 points?
400-500 points behind Elena Sabalenka.
Totally doable, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's getting closer, the gap.
It's really close.
No doubt.
As we head onto the grass.
Right.
Title that Sabalenka wants, as she wants this one. Game point still for Rybakina. Hits the backhand into the forehand wing. That's a good ball because he cut it a little bit short, Starubsova. Oh, we're lobbing it back to each other, lofting it up high. Higher goes. And that's the point in the game for Elena Rybakina. So 6-5. The pressure returns to her opponent, who very shortly will be serving to stay once again in the second round match.
would be better for the Frenchmen on the court, Philippe Chatrier. They are serve a 2-all in the third set, lost the first 6-3, 6-2 against Novak Djokovic.
Backen has got her head in the cool box. It's nice.
She's getting some water. Cold water.
Don't blame her.
Oh, she's like, you see her face is so red right now.
Find out a little bit more about Kokkinakis' retirement, yeah. Because that's just really, especially when, if he'd been two sets and a break down, I understand.
Yeah. But once
that,
at all.
Yeah, right. Once at all, that's, you're still 100% in that match.
Yeah.
For him not to be able to continue. Rafa Hodda now has a point for 6-all, and it's 5-all Mensik Navoni.
No.
Reprise.
Match point saved.
Oh my word.
Wow. Wow. You know, there's not one little inch of shade on court 6. Zero. Nada. The Frenchies are playing against each other on Simon Mathieu Humbert and Quentin Alice. 6-4 Alice. 4-2 for Humbert. Humbert in the second. Trying to actually hold for a 5-2 lead.
Here we go. Stirrup server. Serving for a second time. She had a double break lead the start of the third. Now this is the second time she's had to serve to stay in the match. She takes her time. All the playing service now, surface now is in shade.
15-0.
Long goes Rybakina. Five, six, 15, love. Backhand cross court from Rybakina. Backhand cross court to the backhand cross court. Still they continue, but it's long from Rybakina. Unforced error. She's looking down at the clay as if to say, it's your fault. I did everything right. I set up perfectly.
Yeah, well, you know the clay, right? Those bad bounces from nowhere, just because there's a little bit of too much clay in an area.
Yeah, it's a live surface. 30 love, serve out. Good. Oh, I thought that was a good serve.
Well, you don't want to have a good serve because the return was even better. Yeah. they're gonna have to replay the point.
It's out.
It is out. It's confirmed out. Is this the mark?
Well, I don't know. That mark didn't look out. Did it?
At all.
That mark looked pretty
on the
in.
Line. Yeah. Well. Anyhow, okay. Second serve.
Second serve. There we go. 30 love, 5-6. Rybakina taking this early, starting inside the baseline with the backhand. Now forehand from Rybakina. Oh, she missed it. Of course she has.
I'm going to get my wish, I think.
She just shrugs towards her box because she's at her box end, as if to say, I don't get it. She definitely hasn't got it beforehand today. Djokovic has a break. 3-2 in the third. Sorupsova has game points. Kicks up that serve. Oh, my word.
What a return that was.
Lofted, looping, pinpoint accurate return.
Down the line, right in the corner of the court. Wow. Especially on game point. Backhand just landed perfectly.
Oh, I think she needs to go back to the forehand.
Good coaching.
It's been, thanks very much. It's been more productive. Still got game point. Goes to the forehand. Yep. There we go.
63.
A little bit of coaching. And we have what Sophie wanted. A time yes. break.
Mesdames, messieurs, ce jeu décisif sera en 10 points.
So
this
just
tie break will be a 10-point
there
tie
we go.
Break.
You heard just so no one starts celebrating at 7. We've had that before, and they run to the net, you're like, oh, uh-oh. That's embarrassing. Because you've got to turn around. But again, you can see what happens, because at tournaments, you know, it just,
And especially in this heat, you're like, huh, what?
You don't know your name. Yeah, just need to get to 7.
All right, Rybakina serving.
Sonny says, Sirius by Alan Parsons Project is what Michael Jordan's Bulls were introduced to.
Exact.
See, I knew. And someone, Rose says, is Courtney Nguyen in the press conference room? Yes, she is. Courtney is here. She's on tour at some tournaments. She's given us her predictions. Both her dark horses are out.
Oh. So is she working for someone or is she working on her own?
She's doing some bits and pieces.
Cool.
It's great to see her. I saw her in Madrid and Rome, which was great, and she's here. She's not going to be at Wimbledon, but lovely to have her asking questions at the back of those press conferences. It's a loopy old serve from Storipsu, who then flattens out the back end. Down the line goes Rybakina. Great defence by her opponent. Short ball. Rybakina should win. She does.
Yeah. Anything short, you know, it's going to be a 1 out of 10 that she misses, really. Rybakina, body language going forward at all time, picking your target, giving yourself a big margin for her. Doesn't go too close to the line, which was very smart.
Mini break cancelled out. Second point now for the player from Ukraine to serve. Everyone's in shade, or apart from the right-hand side of Susan Longland, who are just willing for shade. Because, boy, it's hot out there. Serve out wide. Oh, forehand doesn't even find the court, and Rybakina sort of gestures towards her box as to say it's happened again. Oh, dear. Gentlemen in the front of the sort of presidential seats, you're not happy with that forehand either. So we're on serve, very early stages of this 1-10 tiebreak. Valentin Royer has triple break back point on the Djokovic serve. Big serving from Rybakina. Gets a mid-court ball, steps in, just took her time, waited for opponent to commit.
Yeah, big difference. When she gets the first serve in, it's the reply most likely is going to come a bit shorter, and she's able to put the 1-2 punch in motion.
Two-time quarter-finalist here, Rybakina, 2021 and 2024. Won Stuttgart this year. Got another Porsche, but now she can drive.
So
she
that's
can
true.
Keep this one.
Nice collection.
Yeah. I think that's a tournament I would want to win.
Yeah, have to win the one.
Serve out wide. Forehand sort of hooked back and a looping forehand from Rybakina and more forehands. Of course there's more forehands. Rybakina now though can bring the backhand down cross court. The backhand is sort of flattened out by Storipsova. And now it's the backhand error from Rybakina.
Yeah, but you can tell. I mean, it's just the legs are not moving in position to hit the ball. By the way, I don't know if you remember, but it used to be that you had to choose either the Porsche or the prize money.
Really?
Yeah, you're getting both now. Life is good.
You had to choose.
Uh-huh. Life is good.
What would you choose, Stefan? The prize money or the Porsche?
Probably the prize money. He's a wise man. Yeah.
First time the prize money. If I want it again, I'll take the car.
Okay, well, I think everybody would.
Then I have like one of each. No, but you still need money. It's not like a year later you don't need the money.
Well, you need money to put the gas in that
go
car.
For the... Go That's for the... 4-2. Yes. Storipsova.
Yeah.
She sort of marches back to her chair because they're changing after the first 6 points. Remember, it is 1-10, and Djokovic has gone from love 40 to juice. He leads 3-2 with a break in the third set. Novoni and Mencik are still... They might break the record because they're at 4 hours... It was 4:18, was it, what Kokkinakis won?
Was that longer? I thought it was longer than that.
It was either 4:28 or 4:18. But they're at 4:14. 2 points to send them into a 10-point tiebreak. And Nuno Borges has beaten Miomir Kecmanovic on court 12 in four sets, 6-2, in the fourth after 2 hours and 11 minutes. And Rafa Hodder and James Duckworth are in a second set tiebreak, and Duckworth is leading 4-1. So Dubsova misses the first serve down the tee. Adjusts the visor, looking down, looks across, takes a deep breath, continues on with the bouncing, wipes a bead of sweat with her index finger from her right eyebrow. Gold chain hanging and dangling front. Serves now, looping serve. What on earth was that?
Wow. I mean, she has made a mess of this.
She didn't move her feet at all.
No, she's not moving. But, I mean, you can't blame her. I mean, what is it, 2 hours and something out there? 2:22? Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, I'm walking 10 minutes. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Deary me, the back in here is not helping herself. So halfway to the finish line, the young lady from Ukraine and her first top 10 win and a big old shock here at Roland Garros as the world number two would depart. 2-5. Serve kicks up out wide. The backhand's in play. Inside in goes Rebecca. Sliding forehand. Rebecca has to step back into a forehand cross. Oh, beautiful. Really got hold of that forehand. Kept it low, flat, into the corner.
First to 10. Let's remember this.
Yes, this is not match point.
Nope. S'il vous plaît. Merci.
Two, six. Serve out wide. Thought about coming forward. Rebecca stays back. It's forehand to forehand. Cross court. Just sort of leathering the... Oh, these balls. And stirrups of a slightly off balance. Goes wide.
6-3. Stirrup devant.
Thank you, Stefan. My computer shut down. Had enough. Day 4. It's worrying. 6-3. Djokovic was broken. 3-3, second set. Dubcova. It's a lovely serve down the tee. Mid-court ball off the return. Oh, that's a beautiful 1-2 punch. It came about from that serve down the middle. Really well-played point for 7-3.
More aggressive as well.
And their cries for Stardupseva, the cries of Yulia. And you can hear her English-speaking team at the side. Closing in. 7-3. Another point here. And she's done it again. Wow. Down the tee, it kicked up Rebecca. Nothing.
8-1. Stardupseva.
Ouch. That's going to be a big upset here, that's for sure.
Coming up to 6 o'clock in the evening, coming up to 2.5 hours on court, still temperature high in the 30s. And the world number two is 2 points from being knocked out. She misses the first serve out wide. Second serve goes down the tee, kicks up, the off forehand is back, the inside out forehand, these, oh, what an angle from Stardupseva. She hits the backhand down the line. What play from the young lady to bring up match points. Well, beautiful point.
As you meant, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I was saying, you know, is she going to be aggressive? Is she going to be taking really this match in her own hands? And, oh, she's done this in this tiebreak. That was absolutely perfect.
Novak Djokovic has regained his break. 4-3. So we are going to get the likely conclusion of that. What a position she finds herself in now. James Duckworth with a set point. 6-5 in the tiebreak over Rafa Hodal. So Rebecca, with they've changed ends again with the second of her 2 points at this stage. So she's got to ask the question. She must win this point, at least put the pressure on. But Stubbs, she's clever. She's taking her time, just making her wait a little bit. Match points, a first serve missed. The legs of Rebecca look very heavy.
Yeah.
Match points, second serve. Second serve goes out wide. The forehand's in play. Rybakina with her backhand puts it through the middle of the court. The forehand is a looping ball that sits at the forehand cross court from Rybakina. Rybakina with her forehand goes down the line. The pickup off the backhand side floats, sits. Rybakina with the backhand cross court on the angle. The pickup from Stojdzicova down the line goes Rybakina. Back up the line comes her opponent. The half volley from Rybakina. Can she finish it off? She picks up the volley from Rybakina. A brave, brave point from the world number two.
Well, that was a brave and a long point. I think both of them looking and looking for air right now. Wow, what a point. What a way to save a match point. Still five to go.
James Duckworth has taken the second set over Rafa Hodos. They've split sets now. And Menchik is up after 4 hours and 21 in the fifth set tiebreak against Marione Navone. Match point number two, this time on Starodubtseva's serve. Can she cause the biggest shock of the tournament so far? Kicks the serve down the tee, off forehand back. Rybakina with her forehand flips it cross court to the forehand cross court that sits up the forehand wide! She has taken out the world number two, Elena Rybakina, the biggest shock of the tournament so far. The young lady from Ukraine gets the biggest win of her career.
Qualifiée pour le troisième tour, Yulia Starodubtseva.
2.5 hours on the clock, 7-6 in the third. She takes out and she takes down Elena Rybakina.
Wow, I mean, what a win that was. I mean, she really went after it in this tiebreak. You got to give it to her and tip your hat, because it was not easy to obviously go through that finish line as Rybakina is leaving the court. I'm sure very disappointed, to say the least. But again, this is not really the court that she enjoys the most. Probably the conditions were the best for her when you think of it, with being so dry, but it just wasn't enough. So we're going to hear from this young lady with Marion Bartoli on the court here on the interview.
Yeah, so here they come.
Mesdames et messieurs, on va pouvoir écouter notre gagnante. La traduction se fera en direct sur les écrans géants. Je vous laisse au micro de Marion Bartoli.
Yulia, wow. What a moment for you. The first time ever you're beating a top 10 player, actually number two in the world, in Elena Rybakina, here in Roland Garros. What is the feeling right now for you?
Honestly, hard to describe. I'm super happy. I mean, Lena is one of the top players. She has an incredible year, and I'm super proud of myself. I was able to do this today, and I mean, it was a hard third set, but got it done, you know?
Exactly as you said, got it done. It was a bit of a tricky start for you. You were down a set, 6-3, but then you came back storming, 6-1, 3-love, double break, and she started to come back and crawl back into this match. What were you telling yourself at that moment when you see someone who won two Grand Slam in the past coming back in this match?
I feel like someone like Lena, I mean, I expect it from her. She's, again, one of the top players, and you can't be thinking that it's going to be easy today. Even at 3-0, I had a feeling it might not be that easy, which appeared to be not too, but yeah, tough match, but happy to be the winner today.
Finally, my final questions. You already did really well here in Roland Garros last year, reaching the third round. You made the final earlier this year in Charleston. What is it about maybe this tournament, maybe the crowd, maybe the clay that suits you so well that gets you the best results?
I think clay is not the worst surface for me, first of all. And the crowd was very, very nice today to me. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I really, really felt the support today. I heard my name so many times and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your performance a lot as well. Mesdames et messieurs, merci encore une fois d'applaudir la vainqueur aujourd'hui qui vient de battre la numéro 2 mondiale, Yulia Starodubtseva.
Thank you.
Qualifiée pour le deuxième tour, troisième tour de Roland Garros.
Thank you very much, Marion. We are going to be heading back to Philippe Chatrier, but we are going via court number 6, because after 4 hours and 25 minutes, Jakub Menchik, the 26 seed Sophie, is 6-3, so 4 points away And Marioni Navoni, they've just had an 18-shot rally, which is why the players are bent double with ice bags over their heads trying to cool down.
Wow. Again, excruciating really conditions here.
I'm going to say Navoni looks in a better shape than Menchik. But he is 3-6 down. So Navoni, he's all in green. Oh, Menchik wide. Menchik is suffering out there.
Yep. I mean, they're all suffering, but you're right. I mean, at some point, you're like, it comes from nowhere. And all of a sudden, you're